coming up, this is weird. You know this Jonathan Jessica Yaniff, the waxing of the trans woman? We found a Regina woman, an esthetician who had a call from Jessica or Jonathan Yaniff. She'll tell you her story next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. John Gormley, good to have you here, and thanks for checking in wherever we have found you. A number of us who have watched with growing concern in recent years over the emergence of the human rights culture, and in particular, state-run human rights commissions and tribunals, Saskatchewan became a notable exception. This is a province where there's now much more a greater inclination to mediate, to divert cases away, but every so often, a case like the one of Jessica Yaniff comes up, and arguably the Saskatchewan Human Rights Commission would hear such a case. Now, whether they would take it to a tribunal hearing or something else, I just think they're too sensible. But the culture and the grievance collecting that underpins certain human rights activists is really the case of Jessica Yaniff. It's a tricky one. Jessica Yaniff is a trans woman, which means she's a dude, anatomically, but she self-declares her gender to be female. She used to be Jonathan Yaniff, and Jonathan Yaniff, mainly on Twitter, was very active, defending the trans community, outing all sorts of people, you know, who would persecute trans people. And then Jessica tweeted for a time, Jonathan tweeted as Jessica, then Jonathan Yaniff, the account became Jessica Yaniff, and now is Jonathan, with female appearance, is a pre-operative transgender, so has the full male hardware. And Jessica Yaniff became famous because she would contact aesthetics providers in the Lower Mainland, around Vancouver, asking if they would perform a Brazilian wax. And this is where you remove all of the hair in the pubic area. Then she would say, I am a trans woman, preoperative, so I want to make it clear that you would have to wax my male genitals. Virtually all of these women said, whoa, I don't do that. I do female genitalia. 16 of these people were subject of human rights complaints by the self-same Jessica Yaniff. The past few weeks, the tribunal hearings have been going on in Vancouver, and they have not gone well for Ms. Yaniff. But we discovered a Saskatchewan woman who had an encounter with Jessica Yaniff. Mandy Chalice is a Regina-based esthetician, set up her Facebook page and had originally posted her location on the page erroneously as BC. So she was in BC at the time, so when you looked at where the page originated, it was in BC. She had received a message from Jessica Yaniff asking if she could get a wax. I said, sure, absolutely. She asked if we did Brazilians. And she said, I'm a trans male to female, would you be okay with that? And then the discussion went on. Now, Mandy was quite open to the whole issue of trans waxing, at which point Jessica seemed to lose interest because there wasn't a person here objecting who she could then pursue. But Mandy provided us with some of the direct messages, some screen caps, and oh my goodness, this is bizarre stuff. We find Mandy in Regina this morning. Hey, thanks for taking our call and appearing on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Boy, when did you have this communication with Jonathan Jessica?
This was March 2018.
Okay, so just over a year ago.
Yeah.
So obviously this person sought you out because you were a Facebook page offering aesthetics and you appeared to be from BC.
Yes, Yes, she did. I had one of my posts had gone to Vancouver, and that was the waxing post. And my nail post, for some reason, went to Regina.
But you're in Regina?
Yes.
Okay, so the communication you have with her, how does, as it's going on, she asks about waxing services, Brazilians, the trans issue. What was your response throughout this?
My very first response was, sure, when would you like to book and what do you want waxed? And then that's when she went off to be leg and Brazilian. And I've had messaged so many places and they've been awful and rude. And then she came on to say, I'm pre-op trans woman. I said, I'm sorry you've had such an awful experience. I don't have the best setup for waxing, but I can accommodate you. And then she went on to complain about, I have screenshot after screenshot of many conversations. So it went totally away from her getting waxed altogether to showing me all these conversations she's had.
Well, you know, and one of them that you shared with us, you know, Jessica, yeah, it's mainly the East Indians that do not want to do it. Like 90% of my complaints are against them. They're going to have to learn a hard lesson with human rights in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, and I just told her my response to that was, I'm really sorry this has happened to you. I'm sorry I can't help. And then I said, I'll message my cousin, who is also in a similar position and is in Vancouver, and maybe she can recommend a place for you, which I did and which my cousin did, and she still didn't have really any interest in it. She wanted to keep talking about the influx of immigrants that are denying her waxing.
Yeah, and here's the next one. Yep, I guess it's just how BC is turning out to be with the influx of immigrants here who think they can do what they want.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yes.
So did you have a point in all of these transactions through these direct messages where your spidey sense began to kind of kick in?
Yeah, it probably kicked in with the first set of screenshots. And at this point, I'm really trying to appease her, because I did not want to become one of them. So I was going along with her and, you know, being empathetic towards her and apologizing on behalf of estheticians everywhere. And, yeah, she ended up adding me to Facebook, and I kept her on there for months because I was scared that she would bring what I was trying to build as a company down.
Mandy Chalice is with us. Now, this is kind of weird, though, because there's the screenshot of her in the tiara, which has now become the infamous shot. Mm-hmm. But then it says Jonathan waxing. So at some points, is this Jonathan? At some points, Jessica?
This was Jonathan to me.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I had never known her as Jessica. But as soon as I saw the last name and as soon as I saw the face, I knew it was her. So I went looking for my messages and everything, and sure enough, it's the same tiara picture and everything.
So I get the feeling this kind of, even though you're in Regina, this is a little too close for comfort?
It was. I honestly got really, really paranoid. I lost total interest in doing aesthetics work. I closed down my accounts. I ended up blocking her after I felt it was a safe time. She wouldn't even notice. Yeah, I just totally lost interest in it afterwards. Not saying that's all due to her, but it really made me paranoid.
I don't blame you. And of course, there has been, quote, settlements involving Yanif, and nobody's saying whether she got money, you know, from the first couple of people she shook down. But, you know, at least one of the women of the 16 closed her business. And almost to a person, these were new Canadians. These were immigrant women waxing from their homes.
Yeah, and she seemed to really be targeting them to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm curious, as an esthetician, you should have the ability to determine, I assume, exactly what set of genitals you want to touch when you're waxing?
We have the right to say who and where and when we will to what we are going to do too.
Yeah.
Unless we're in a salon that has set rules, but you're working from the privacy of your home, you have to be careful who you're bringing in. And not saying that C is a danger, but imagine coming to Canada where you come from a strict country and having somebody want this from you. It's going to be confusing and, you know, a little weird.
Mandy Chalice is with us, Regina-based esthetician, who encountered Jonathan slash Jessica Yaniff a year ago March in a series of direct messages. Now, I got the feeling looking at this, and you didn't even send me all of them, but boy, you sent a big pile of them. This would be a fair tax on your time, wouldn't it be? How long did this person keep you going?
Well, I can't remember exactly, but it was a long time. Like, I even think the next day I was still getting messages.
So just has somebody reading her messages, so just can't stop.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, and then she went on to try help me build my business at the end of the messages.
Oh, my, I wonder what kind of advice you would take from her or him.
Yeah. Yeah, she told me she is trained in, I can't remember what she said, I'm looking for the message, but she's trained in building businesses or something.
Yeah, probably like the same training that had her talking to preteen girls about a band that he, Jonathan, was managing and trying to meet. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, no, this story goes real deep, and it's it gets more odd by the telling. Mandy, thank you for taking the time. Mandy Chalice Aesthetics. You still do aesthetics?
I still do. I have taken my page down, but maybe I'll just put it back up.
Yeah, make sure you brand Saskatchewan all over it to keep away from these lower mainland weirdos.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, John.
You take care. Mandy Chalice. And a couple of people on Facebook, Mandy told her story recently. And somebody said, have you brought this to the attention of the Human Rights Tribunal? It would be great to let them know that you were being bullied as well as your time being wasted. Yaniff is just looking for money by working the system and the manipulative behavior to get it. Originally, and this is what was so peculiar, Jessica Yaniff was the name in which the Human Rights Tribunal complaints were brought and got a sealing order banning publication of her name. And it was only in other situations where a Jessica Yaniff was getting people kicked off Twitter and making Facebook complaints about all these people who were not calling her by the proper pronoun and were being transphobic, that some lawyers on the West Coast said, I think this is the same person. And they got the tribunal to remove the anonymity order, and that's when the House of Cards began to collapse. Jonathan Yaniff was posting and behaving abominably. And then Jessica Yaniff, sometimes at the same time as Jonathan and before and after Jonathan, was behaving just as abominably and openly racist. I mean, here was this direct message to our listener, Mandy. Yeah, it's mainly the East Indians that do not want to do it. In other words, wax her penis and testicles. Just think about that one for a minute. Like 90% of the complaints are against them, they're going to have to learn, and here's the keeper line, a hard lesson with human rights in Canada. Yep, you people have come to a crazy country. Thoughts, conversation. This is 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. I'm John Gormley, 306-306. I asked for your comments on Mandy Chalice's encounter. She's a small home-based esthetician business owner. Had her Facebook page set up when she was in BC, so hadn't changed it for Saskatchewan, and had this encounter with Jonathan Yaniff, who then later became Jessica, but Jonathan had himself in a tiara, that famous now Jessica picture, going back and forth on would she do Brazilian waxing. She said, yep. And then she got really sympathetic because he said, I guess it's a he at that point. He said, you know, I'm pre-op trans and all of these other places won't touch me. And then Mandy kind of goes, oh, gee, that's too bad. You know, I'll do whatever I can to help. And you, and then, well, can I book an appointment? Sure, but I don't have an optimal setup, but I can do it for you. And then once she does that, Jonathan, Jessica isn't really that interested anymore. And then just gobbles up time with all these direct messages going on and on. And again, there's some of them terrible. It's just how BC is turning out with the influx of immigrants who think they can do what they want. It's mainly East Indians. 90% of my complaints are against them. They're going to have to learn a hard lesson with human rights in Canada. Wow. Welcome to Canada. Here is a welcoming, diverse, inclusive country that you have to encounter that. So here's what Adele says. Jessica is unfortunately a terrible advocate for trans rights. She will be useful in helping define laws that protect all citizens. And here's the keeper line. The trans movement hit like a cyclone. And things like this, as well as trans athletics, trans people in the prison system, were not carefully considered. I hope this is the opportunity to move forward with appropriate delicacy. And that's a great point, because the tsunami, or what did she call it? A cyclone, that was the trans rights movement was so fast. You know, Gord Wyatt in Saskatchewan, you don't need an M or an F on your birth certificate, you can have an X. Oh, really? So population studies? When I want to go back as an epidemiologist and look at numbers of babies born female, babies born male, you can retrospectively go back and change your sex. Think that one through, Mr. Justice Minister. So Saskatchewan, you know, real fast there. Human Rights Tribunal here, Human Rights Commission. Oh, trans rights. Everybody leapt on it. Then all of a sudden, college athletics. And that is yet to reap the whirlwind. If you start to look at certain outcomes in women's wrestling and certain other sports involving women, the U.S., as Canada, has accepted simply self-declared trans status. So it's now, you can't create synthetically more testosterone, but they've also had academics say, oh, well, testosterone has no difference at all. Have you watched some of the female wrestling going on in the States at the intercollegiate and the collegiate level? I'm sorry. Muscle mass, strength, a lot of these things. But again, we're relying on science. Okay, take that one to its logical end. Are you relying on the science that says there are 33 to 36 genders? That's not scientific. Are you saying it's gender, not genitalia? These are all slogans of the trans community. And to an extent, as Adele says, this has to be handled with delicacy to ensure people are protected, the trans community, but not used as a sword. You know, lawyers talk about the sword and shield. This is supposed to be a shield. When it's used as a sword, a broadsword like Jonathan Jessica Yaniff, this is an outrage. Arnold in Regina. So Regina esthetician Mandy gets hit up by Jonathan Yaniff. What did you think?
Well, I just thought, how typical this is, and it just tells you the way we're moving, where, you know, everything's just getting too stupid, John. How could somebody like this crush a fledgling business? You know, it's just, we've gone way too far. It's got to be pulled back. There's something wrong with this person. There's just something inherently wrong with him. And for some person to take a court case against these people, it's just, it's not right.
It's a good point. And again, other than the National Post and the Sun papers, the Toronto Star and the CBC, it's been crickets, because they are the forward action and they're the rear guard on all things trans rights. They don't know how to handle Jessica Yaniff, so they're just not talking about her. Stand by, more of your calls ahead on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.